Good morning. Good morning, America. You know, I had the best sleep of my life last night. You know, me and my babe, we, my wife, we get on the couch. We've been watching Billions. We've been binging on Billions. So last night we're watching Billions and we're just chilling. So we watch about two episodes. Then after that, I started getting tired. I said, "Babe, we're gonna have to cut this off. I gotta get up early." All right. So we're getting ready to head upstairs. And I usually throw on the TV for a little bit longer before I fall out. And I'll put it on like the timer for like 30 minutes and just fall out, listen to whatever's on. So I'm ready to go to bed, and I put the TV on, I throw on, I don't know, I think it was like Fox or whatnot. All of a sudden, I see Byron Donalds get on the TV, and he's telling me, and I see the headline, it says, Hunter Biden, investigation opened. And I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. Finally, the wheels of justice have turned and the day of the dawn has fucking hit Hunter's head. So I was gonna rush out of bed and start throwing a podcast. I says, you know what? I don't get paid that much. I'm going to bed. So I wake up this morning at like 4 o'clock, jump on the laptop, start putting shit together. And it was a beautiful morning, I gotta say. I mean, I just woke up and I just felt great, like fucking great. So I'm looking at the news, you know, and I says, you know what? I'm just gonna save this so we can all look at it together. So upon my arrival here, I'm looking and. You know, and you gotta understand, like, these guys, so I just want to put some context together, and it's not gonna be like McGill's and her fucking hearing. You know, so in the world of politics, you can see that even if you're guilty of something, or there's a criminal investigation, they still get a lot of buffer space to get their defense ready, to put out a presser, get their side of the story out first, and they have the media to do that for them. You know what I mean? So that's the Democratic conduit. That is now established. I think we can, refutely say, hey, look, there's no qualms here that the media is a long arm of the Democrats, and there's also a long arm of the Republicans, because you got OAN, Fox, and some other Republican outlets, Tucker, The Blaze, Daily Caller, etc. Right? So you have your sides, and it's starting to really become that there's two standards of justice in the world, at least for this country, and which has always been. And if you're in politics, you got so much more of a buffer. So let me put it together. So Hunter Biden is out running around doing this shit, knowing that he can get caught for it, knowing that it's a crime. He runs around, he's he's taking all kinds of fucking money everywhere, Chinese, Ukraine, who you name it, he's taking it. Big guy's getting 30%, which is Joe Biden. So he runs around the globe, does this shit, and then still has a big, comfy, safe net to rely on as his father's the vice president, then his father's the president. And then now you look at it, so he says, okay, well, worst case scenario, they're going to hem me up and I'll be able to do a presser in front of the steps of the Congress. And then we'll negotiate a time for me to get deposed. And I'm only going to depose myself in front of the side that my father lies on, which would be the Democratic side. You know, so if it was a Republican guy, he would go and get deposed by Republicans, and he wouldn't cross over and depose himself with Republicans, because it's not his party. I mean, Democrats, you know what I mean? So what I'm trying to say is that these people make it so easy for the criminals to get away in their own party. So, it says here, So, you know, and it makes it feel like he's a stand-up moral citizen. Hunter said he will testify. Okay, so here he goes. Let me just give you a little bit, and I also got some video, some clips of it. The Republican chairman behind the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden said Wednesday they will start contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden for not participating in a closed-door deposition on Wednesday after the demand to testify publicly. Hunter Biden today.
This all on Donald Trump, ignoring the corruption, the pay-for-play scheme, the violations of FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act, tax evasion, money laundering. They're ignoring all of that because they're trying to scare a handful of my colleagues into looking at this politically and voting against impeachment inquiry. But I believe House Republicans are going to do the job that is necessary. We have so much evidence here, and all we need is to have these final interviews to go through the final roster of people who need to be deposed in order to finish our investigation. We're actually very close to that. House Democrats realize that they're in a terrible place because Joe Biden and his family have been on the take for years. And now Joe Biden, who, by the way, is doing a terrible job as president of the United States, in my view, is compromised because of all of the money that he has allowed his family to take.
They defied lawful subpoenas and will not initiate and will now initiate contempt of Congress proceedings, said the House Oversight Committee James Comer. Now Comer and Jordan are the ones that put forth this they've been doing their jobs to get this investigation inquiry voted on, and now it went through. We will not provide special treatment because his last name is Biden. In the first public statement since being criminally indicted twice, Hunter Biden, the president's son, said early Wednesday that he has made mistakes, but slammed House Republicans for trying to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father. Well, your father's a fucking criminal, that's why. For 6 years... Okay, so now, so he goes on to explain what his presser there. We'll get into that later. So Hunter said he is willing to test. This is the juicy part, and this is where you got to understand where there's the two sides. And if somebody's not guilty, they will get deposed by the opposite, by the prosecution or the defense side. You know what I'm saying? So if it's a prosecution case, they'll let the defense depose them. If you know if they're not guilty, so this screams right here guilty. Okay. Let's see, so he declined, so Hunter Biden said he's willing to testify publicly as part of the GOP, which he knows is the grand old party-led investigation into the president, which is his father, but declined to say whether he would appear for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans. So he ain't willing to say, hey, look, you know what, I'll get deposed by the Republicans, even though they're out to get me, and, you know, let's just say it was a witch hunt. They're out to get me and my father, so I'm not going to, but I still will go sit down with them and talk behind closed doors. It's not going to, you know, and he's willing to do this publicly, but he's willing to do it publicly with the Democrats, okay, because he'll get softball questions. If he did it, that's why the Republicans say, well, we ain't going to do we won't do it publicly. So this way here, we're not trying to bait you. When, you know, they're trying to make it clean is what it is. The Republicans are saying, hey, we got you. We got you fucking dead to rights. And we want to parade you in front of the public, but we already got enough headlines out here to sink your father in the next fucking election, which is T minus right now. And so with that being said, is we'll do a closed door session. You know what I mean? And then they can come out of the closed door deposition and Jordan and Comer could explain what took place behind closed doors. But it would be all, you know, yeah, it would all be, you know, hearsay because we weren't in the room. Now, what Hunter will do is he'll get deposed in front of the Democrats publicly. Now, whether he does it with the Republicans, that's neither here or there. Now, what happens is, you see, the Republicans are sitting back and saying, okay, we got you. And now the Democrats are going to scramble, and they're going to look at Joe and say, look, either you're going to, and they know that's his kid. He lost another kid to cancer. He's not, regardless, listen, a father is not going to can his only child, all right? You know, minus biblical shit, but listen, here's the deal. He lost one kid, his favorite son, Bo, okay, to brain cancer. Now he's got Hunter, which is a shitbag schmuck, right? Running around, selling the fucking country and the name all to, down the river. And so that's all Joe's got. You know what I mean? Joe's not going to shit that kid out. He's not going to leave him to the vultures because he's an addict and he's old and feeble, Joe. So he's going to feel bad for him. So at the end of the day, they got his back. They're going to tell Hunter that like he's going to have to go away. You know, and here's a man that smokes crack, sells the country out, okay, and then has the audacity and the fucking gall to marry his brother's wife. Like, to me, that is just fucking so out of bounds. Like, I mean, and not only that, right? So not only the entitlement that he feels like he can do to it and the disrespect that he can do to his own brother. Just imagine the disrespect that he's going to do to the American people. So, if we listen to Hunter Biden, he has de Gaulle to first marry his dead brother's wife, okay, and you know when and then all the bad shit he's done as far as the fraud, the embezzlement, selling the country out. Now he's got himself up against the wall. He feels the pressure, and he says, okay, well I will do a presser outside of the Congress, but what's going to happen is, but I'm not going to even show up for the hearing. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see. I don't know if I'm still recording. I got the video clip, and we're gonna get into that right now.
James Comer, Jim Jordan, Jason Smith, and their colleagues have distorted the facts by cherry picking lines from a bank statement, manipulating texts I sent, editing the testimony of my friends and former business partners, and misstating personal information that was stolen from me.
So as you hear, he has the audacity to say that MAGA people have been coming after him. Well, wait a minute, fucking Hunter. You've been doing a lot of stuff. It's not like just MAGA. What all the stuff that they've been talking about Donald Trump? Do you know what I'm saying? What about that? You act totally. See how they totally gloss over. Now, if you're like me and you was a Democrat at one point, or maybe you don't know what side you're on, if you used to just step back and look at this, it just looks a little shady on that side. I mean, let's just be honest. I gotta admit, right? That's one thing we can at least admit on that just looks a little shady. You know what I mean? You know, and they're both parties are shady. Don't get me wrong. They're all shady. It's just that, you know, I'm starting to see a little bit more of this craziness in the Democratic side. Now, I used to be a Democrat. Now I'm a Republican. But and I could see a difference. And right now I see just a tad bit of a difference. But I also see how the Republicans do their fucking thing, too. And I'll make a podcast on that as well. Because again, like I said, I have no skin in the game. And some people might say, "Oh, that's un-American. That's un-American." And here's the deal: I say this all the time. Hey, look, if you want to stop this kind of bullshit in the party system that we have, and you really want a real revolution in this country without firing one fucking shot, you want that? You want to start a revolution? Well, we would need every single American in this country that pays tax and goes to work. And we would need them to do exactly what they did during COVID and lock down. Okay? No commerce anywhere. No going out. No nothing. Nothing. Nothing of the sort. And we could, you know, plan this. Say, you know, okay, hey, look, and in 3 months, we're going to have a revolution. So we're telling the government now, and you have 1 month to cease. These are the demands that we want. And so what I'm getting at is that if you was to stop, just like in COVID, if you stop all current commerce, you shut things down, lock it down, completely scratch it to a halt, what happens? Stock market's going to crash. Shit's going to fly down real quick. Now, that was something that we didn't want. Now, just imagine if it was something we were really fighting for and we wanted, okay? You could collapse this country. we could collapse this country. We still have the power. The power in the people is still there. So I'm fighting for the people. So when people say, oh, it's un-American, I'm saying, no, it's, you know what? It's un-fucking-American that you have to vote. Because at the end of the day, I don't like both of them. And at the end of the day, it's all common sense. So what, you know, at the end of the day, what would you do during this situation is probably the same thing that I would do, which is totally different from what these knuckleheads do up there in Washington. All right? So here's the deal. Until we get more common sense in this fucking country, and in as far as in our leadership, because it's too cut and dry for the, it's all politics at the end of the day. It's never like, you know, hey, you know what, your side is right. We're gonna go with your plan. And even if that side was right for majority of the times, you know, who cares? We're all benefit for the country, right? We all love America. It's like, one side loves America and one side doesn't love America, but they claim to love America. But yet they'll do things that only benefit their side and their beliefs. Do you know what I mean? So they won't say, hey, you know what? College tuition is fucking expensive. These colleges are sitting on, you know, $50 to $100 billion. $50 to $100 billion. And you still got to pay this crazy amount of tuition for you to get a higher education, for you to only succeed in the country that you live in, which would propel the country because you would add to the GDP. You'd be paying your fucking taxes. And the more money you make, the more money you spend. And if everybody was making that kind of cash, you would have inflation, wouldn't it be a freaking problem? Because we could gross faster than we spend, and we could do this. You know what I mean? Of course, you need checks and balances and everything. But what I'm getting at is that we shouldn't have nobody in poverty. We shouldn't have nobody homeless. We shouldn't have nobody in anywhere. Your firemen, your cops should be making millions of dollars. The baseball players should be making $1 million, not hundreds and hundreds of million dollars. What the fuck we seen yesterday? $700 million, that is a lot of fucking money. That is, you couldn't spend that in 20 lifetimes. Do you know what I mean? So, but yet they'll talk about it like, oh yeah, once he gets one more contract, then he can really set himself up. What do you mean really set himself up? Like he wasn't really set himself up the first time he signed the dotted line over for fucking $700 million? You know, I watch Billions. These people, you have to really, you know, they say, oh, you got to, you know, people, they, you know, your friends might say, oh, you really love money. You know, you really have to love money to be in that fucking, in that realm of stocks. Like, I mean, you look at money like it's punani. And you want it, and you need it, and if you don't have it, you're going to break out in a rash. I mean, it is just insane how much love that they have for money. And don't get me wrong, every other American loves money, but their level of they're on a higher level of infatuation with money. It's crazy. So anyway, sorry to go on that tandem. Back to Hunter. And so that's the reason why I don't vote. But these sides make it so comfy that now they're going to depose. They're going to make it so comfy for the other side. They'll depose Hunter in a nice closed setting, maybe publicly, and they'll give him softball questions that he already knows about, has answers to them all, that his attorney has cleared and said, okay, we can do this, but I don't want no fucking sideball questions, and the Republicans are out of this one. Sure, okay, great. Now, he doesn't have to sit and get deposed by Republicans at all if he chooses not to, because in the House you have that chance because the House is made up of two bodies, the Republicans and the two bodies, and the Republicans and Democrats. So you can see the double standard. Not only that, right? If you get subpoenaed, right? You're walking down the street and the cops ain't gonna arrest you and take you down to the station. They'll say, okay, in a week or so, you'll find a piece of paper in the mail and there's a subpoena for a court date. You don't go to that court date, right? You get a warrant, okay? Because a subpoena, your subpoena is penalty in Latin. So you would be subject to penalty. So where is Hunter? So now Hunter is, just imagine for a second, you're in a crime. It's your first day of court. You got to show up, right? And you're nervous, right? Because you don't want to be late. You got your good clothes on, your Sunday best. And why doesn't people have any Sunday bests on in court no more is beyond me. But anyway, you got your Sunday best on. You're nervous. Just imagine, before you went into court, you had a press conference saying this is all a fucking sham, okay? And, you know, it's the prosecution that's really just coming after me. They came after my family. They've sent notes to my friends. They utterly went after my addiction and ridiculed me and belittled me. And it's just horrible and woe is me, right? Then, after that, you say, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. I'm not even going to court today. I'm going home. Driver, take me home. You get a Uber and you go home. Imagine you doing that. You would be under the jail in a fucking snap of a finger. You'd be under the jail, and you and I both know that. But for some reason, Hunter does not receive that type of, doesn't get that type of cause of action. That is the American way. That's the American justice system. That's exactly what me and you have to go through. But for some reason, it's different from here for him. And it would be different from a Republican also. Okay? But why is that? It's because they're in a higher statue. They're in a higher class of tax bracket. They have money. They're a productive member of society. So society looks at them and says, well, yeah, you know what? If Hunter doesn't go to court today, it's okay. Because you know what? He can't run because he's Hunter Biden. And everybody knows where he is and shit. You know what I mean? And we know him and it's easy to get him and da, 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 da. No. I don't give a shit. I don't care. He's got to go to court. All right, he gets a Sunday best on, which is $2,000 worth of clothes, and he locks himself in there with his tiny fucking loafers on and his air of arrogancy and just sit there and listen what the fucking judge has to give you. But no, he don't want to do that. But he has the right to say, oh, well, I'm not, you know, this is just a big fucking witch hunt because my name's Biden. And they're scared and Trump's scared because he's going to lose the election because my father's running in 2024. He's going to see this fucking blue wave. Okay, that would be a Democratic response from Hunter in some way, shape, or form. And then say, I'm not going to the courthouse because this is all a sham. If Trump did that, he'd be in jail. So you know what they did? So guess what? As a matter of fact, there was two gentlemen that actually did that. Let's look at their names. I'll tell you. In Merrick Garland's Justice Department, which is this, Steve Bannon is still looking at jail time. And they put Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro into jail for contempt of Congress. So that means the Democrats, when they didn't appear for court, when they were told to appear in their deposition and they didn't appear, Justin Department said, well, Merrick Garland says, well, we're going to put you in jail. And they did. Now, they're ready to do that. They're not ready to do that for Hunter Biden. Now you see the clear-cut difference, right? Steve Bannon, Peter Navarro. Congressional hearing, didn't show up. Would they receive a penalty? Jail time. Biden, a subpoena to show up to a congressional hearing, failed to show up. Warrant, issued arrest, none whatsoever. And he's right out front of the fucking building. It's not like this kid was, the court case starts at 9, let's say he's there at 8 o'clock doing a presser, and then at 9 o'clock jumps in the Uber and leaves. Imagine that, and Merrick Garland lets him go free. Wow. Same Merrick Garland that put Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon in jail for the same exact thing. What is the difference? And now you wonder why I don't vote, because at the end of the day, it looks all like a fucking show. And if the American people were at the helm, right, we would, as the American people, I'm sure, would say, that's not right, because common sense, ding, 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 there's those two words that we can't, you know, we just can't seem to fucking get over. Common sense says that man should go into jail just like those other two gentlemen, just like that other lady, just like the other man in fucking California and everybody else in the fucking blue United States of America. Right? So what is the difference here? Because his last name's Biden, because he's got money. And at the end of the day, he's just some crackheaded, horny, fraud, money-grabbing, taking parasite that's just looking a little cleaner than you and me. That's all it is. But at the end of the day, he goes home and he shits and his shit stinks. He bleeds red blood. He's got to do the same exact thing. He trips over the fucking extension cord just like us. All right? But for some reason, when they go to court and they have to face... Now, this kid's facing some serious fucking time. Serious time. And I'd be hard pressed to say that he's gonna see any of it. Okay, now, you know, when we had the son of a bitch tape, and I wish I had that clip. I'll find it and I'll put it on a bonus segment on this episode. At the end of the day, when I get out of work, speaking of which, I gotta get out of here soon. So, when the son of a bitch tape came out, he says, you have literally 24 hours before my plane leaves, and he better be fucking fired, because if not, you ain't getting the money. You ain't getting the $5 million. And that's when he says, well, son of a bitch, guess what? He ponied up the money. He had the money before the plane left. Not only that, when they were fired, he wanted Biden wanted confirmation, and he wanted him to investigate what he found. That prosecutor of what he found, and to take hold of it to make sure it would never come to light again. And the guy on the phone, and I gotta get it, because the guy on the phone, you'll hear the Ukrainian say, well, we fired him and stuff. He goes, yeah, but I want to make sure that, like, he didn't say I want to make sure. He just says, yeah, but I'd like to just have the new prosecutor when the other guy goes in there, we'll be better situated, and you'll get the, and guess what? We just released $5 million, whatever it was. So $5 billion of aid that it was coming their way. So that son of a bitch tape is going to be huge in court. And the indictment is huge. This man had hookers on a payroll labeled person one, person two, and he was getting a tax credit off that. All right. So this is negligence at its best. He knew exactly what the fuck he was doing, and he didn't smarten up. So I got a couple clips. We'll get into you'll see the couple clips. I'll be in between those clips, and at the end of the day, I'll hook you up at the end with the son of a bitch clip. I love you guys. Stay tuned and have a great day. Check yous.
Peace.
First thing I take of it is that statement, which he read, was written for him by his attorney, more than likely Abby Lowell. He wrote that statement for Hunter Biden. Number two, let's tell you what happened today. He shows up on the Senate side of the Capitol to do this press conference because he knew that House Republicans were in the oversight hearing room ready to do this deposition. He had no intentions of complying with the congressional subpoena. And for everybody who's tracking this at home, you have two DOJ officials who are being blocked by the administration from complying with a congressional subpoena. You have the former White House counsel who is being blocked by the administration for complying with a congressional subpoena. At this point, the House's only position is to pass the impeachment inquiry because you're dealing with a lawless administration that is accustomed to the obstruction of justice by the Department of Justice to protect the Biden family. His statement was a joke. And for him to show up on Capitol Hill, give a presser for not even a presser, he read a statement, took no questions from the press, got back in the car and left, demonstrates how arrogant he is about the seriousness of what's going on. And let me be very clear, Larry, any American out there who defies a congressional subpoena, they will be held in contempt of Congress, and they will be prosecuted by the Department of Justice. Hunter Biden is not above the law. Last point I will say, Donald Trump Jr. was deposed by House Democrats 5 times, and there was no impeachment inquiry vote, and Donald Trump Jr. sat for those depositions. And what the House Democrats found out at the time is that all they were doing was just fishing, and there was nothing there. We have the goods on Hunter Biden. He needs to come in and answer questions. Well,